spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 992039.
Hi, Steve. Just do your thing, Jay.
I don't know. It's a Friday. It's December 27th, 2024.
Friday,
hi.
Friday.
Hey.
Yeah, say all your words. Yeah, stare all you want.
Yeah.
What was happening?
I don't know. I told my wife, it's bring your wife to work day, and I told my wife, I said, hey, see how long it takes Steve to realize that we're just staring at him.
A while.
And then, yeah, and I was like flapping my arms. I was like, hey.
Were you?
I was.
How long were you doing that for?
I don't know, but my arms are exhausted.
It seems about right.
I'm very tired. Need to lay down.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to it. It is a Friday. I just told my wife. I said, again, bring your wife to work day. It's,
Round two.
Yeah, round two. It, does not feel like a Friday, only just because, well, variety of reasons with the whole holiday on the Wednesday and the whole nine yards. And no Friday crew, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just if it's a weird feeling day today. I don't know.
What day do you feel?
I'm feeling a Tuesday, Wednesday-ish kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, well, I've got a surprise for you, Jay.
Why? Because it's Friday?
Yeah.
Wow, surprise! Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess a good thing. Hopefully the week will go faster then, since this is the last day of it.
I think it will.
I think it will, too. Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Well, not if I have anything to say about it.
No, I know. You'll probably make me, you'll be like, hey, you should show up tomorrow and do another show.
Yeah, flap those wings, Jay. Fly around. Spread those wings. I don't know. What do you do with them?
I don't know. Boy, got a lot to get to today. I was just, your dad, I got to talk about what he did. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. You know what I about wanted to ask you? Did you happen to see the, they did the, just before the Christmas break, they named the Idaho snowplows, they officially named the snowplows. Did you see some of those names? I had it written down and I forgot that I was going to mention this before we went on Christmas holiday, but.
Oh, I didn't see any of the names. I know they always, it's always a fun little thing, though.
Yeah, because they do a lot of, they do a contest.
Yeah.
And I saw that there was, here's some of the ones I enjoyed. Obviously, Plowabunga, duh. No more Mr. Ice Guy. He's going to be plowing the southwestern part of Idaho, along with Clearapathra.
You like that one, huh?
I did like that.
Yeah.
Plowasaurus Rex. And Darth Blader will be plowing south central Idaho. In the southeast, it's Snow Daddy and Snow Ranger.
Okay.
Up here in north Idaho, Berminator and the Big Snowplowski.
Okay.
Along with Alpha Storm 1, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the Plowabunga. And in eastern Idaho, it's, what is this one? Antisnowsicle? Okay. Anti-snowsicle. I don't know. I don't get that one.
Antisocial? Is that what they were going for?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe that's it. And Pow Pow Kaplow will be the names. I always love when they allow the people to name the snowplows.
Yeah, pretty great.
That's great. I do love that. So well done, Idaho. I know Washington did theirs, I think, last year or the year before, whatever it was. So well done. Which one's your favorite?
What was the one? Snow plow kapow.
The last one was pow pow kapow. I like that.
Yeah.
No more Mr. Ice Guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Clearapathra.
Yeah, that made you actually laugh. A little bit there.
I'm like, okay, that's pretty creative. Yeah.
If you had to, this is like kind of like creating a fantasy football name.
Absolutely,
or
yeah. Or a hoop fest name, or you know, all those where you like make it catchy,
call.
But you can't really, you know, cross a line.
Yeah. Are you good at that type of stuff? I feel like you are.
I'm not terrible at it. Kevin's always been real good at the naming thing. that's kind of his, you know, forte. We'll say, hey, here's a real great promotion that we want. Come up with a name. Ready, go. And he'll just stare at you for like 30 seconds, say nothing. And you're like, wait for it. Wait for it. Clear a path through it. That's it. Yep.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Splash pads are fun. They have been a new addition to my life. They're the best.
Yeah.
They're a lot less work than a pool.
Right, for sure. That's it.
Go run around, get wet, cool. There you go. Now we can go home.
Kevin James.
If you were selling a splash
big,
pad.
Big fan there.
Yeah. You seem to really like it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
Yeah.
My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. It's true.
It's true.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
What's up there, Steve?
Ooh. Oh boy.
So much?
So much. All I can say is, Jay, I am so happy.
How happy are you?
That I did not watch. So happy. So incredibly happy.
Yeah.
My Chicago Bears.
Oh my goodness.
Played your Seattle Seahawks.
Not my Seahawks, but I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Kevin James's Seattle Seahawks.
And most of the people listening, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And I don't have Amazon Prime. So I was like, "Eh."
Right.
I can go without.
So you just are gonna you're just track the scoring. You'll just kind of follow along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just assuming you did that. Yeah,
a little bit, and it was funny.
Did you keep getting those scoring notifications? Because man, your phone must have been really buzzing.
Oh boy, no. but no, I was looking. I was like, oh, I'll check out like what's going on with the highlights. And at one point, there was I think two highlights.
Wow.
And one of them was like a 24-yard run or something. And it was something like the second quarter, and
oh,
it
man.
Goes, the longest run of the game.
Yeah.
Or the biggest play.
The biggest play, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, so exciting. 9 whole points combined.
Oh, man. But the good news is, I guess, you know, the Seahawks are still in the playoff run and whatever. So
yeah,
happy
that
to help
part's,
out with that.
Yeah, happy to get your 10th loss in a row or whatever it was.
Yeah,
that was rough.
Steve. Yeah. Just not a fun game to watch.
Well,
really.
Yeah, and it was so not fun, I didn't even try to watch it.
Yeah, well, neither did I.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, I'm assuming it was not fun to watch.
No, well, your team scored 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, God. So yeah.
That's great news. Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't watch.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah.
I've watched pretty much all the other games. Actually, I think every other game. Not that one.
Well, now you're excited just to watch any game. Just get the taste out of your mouth, because that's one of those where you go, please give me a good football game to watch, something, anything.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the plan for the weekend then? Is there probably a game tonight? Is there a bowl game tonight or no?
I think there are some.
Okay. I mean, it's one of those times of the year where you feel like there's got to be something.
Probably. I'm just excited. You know, I care more about, obviously, I would have preferred the Bears to be successful this season.
Oh,
but
clearly,
you know,
yes. Makes
it's
sense.
Just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next year. We'll see.
Maybe.
I don't know. Probably not. But
no,
who knows?
You never know.
Yeah. No, I'm just excited for Monday, though, because my Missouri Tigers
there
are.
There it is. See?
So I got that going for me.
And it's a middle of the day thing, so you don't even have to wait very long.
I know. So that's exciting.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of games, college football games today.
Okay. All right.
I mean, what are you thinking? Texas Tech and Arkansas?
Sure.
How about Syracuse and WSU? That game's at 5.
Okay.
That'll work. That's a Fox game tonight. See?
All right. I'd check that out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
With, yeah. You know, some, not all the players and stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah. That's the thing about it's, yeah, you know, you miss some people and it's like, eh.
And don't forget, Saturday, Nebraska plays. I know you're excited about that 9 a.m. kickoff.
Oh, is that 9 a.m.?
Yeah, man.
Oh, go
I know.
Cornhuskers.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. You got to say it with
Big
more.
Big red.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Easy on the lack of enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I went to a
4-point favorite, in case you wanted to look at the money line.
Did I ever?
My wife is so excited over there now. She's like, I heard her just go, yay.
Yeah. Who are they playing?
Who are they playing, honey? Do you remember? Come on, you can do it.
Boston College.
Look at her go.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That should be a good game.
That should be a game.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you I went to Lincoln to watch a Nebraska game?
You did. You what? What?
When they played Mizzou, this was when I was in college. We took like bus road trips.
Okay.
One or two each season, and one time we went to Nebraska.
Huh. And what was your experience like there?
It was actually really cool.
Yeah. They tend to put on a good show. Even if it wasn't a great game, there's just so much other stuff about the, you know, like a lot of college campuses. It's fun to be there.
Yeah, Nebraska did wind up winning that game.
Of course we did.
We pretty much
win all of them except for that whole string where we didn't go to a bowl game for like, let's just not mention it.
That's right.
Let's just block that out. I do see this here, honey, where it says tickets are as low as $42. They were not that low when we looked.
Where's the game being played at?
Yankee Stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, it is cool. I mean, what's the weather like in New York City today?
Probably also cool. I mean, or maybe a little bit cooler than.
Well,
cool.
You know, when it comes to bowl games, you kind of are like, oh, let's go to a cool city, and by cool you mean someplace warm.
Yeah,
that tends to be more of a, you know. You're like, that's the destination for me. I'm excited. Let's go to Yankee Stadium's cool, obviously, for, you know, a variety of reasons.
Right.
But, you know, they've had a lot of snow. I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah. And then tomorrow, rain and 48. We can get that here.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to go all the way to, New York City for that.
You know, Jay, I was for a minute, I was thinking about, it'd be cool to maybe go to a Mizzou's bowl game.
On Monday, yeah. And where are they playing on Monday?
So they're going to be in Nashville.
Oh, that's right. They're at Nissan Stadium.
So that's pretty cool. But there was also the possibility. I was like, Nashville's kind of far away.
Sure.
And, you know, we were just there, too.
Right,
and,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's a cool place. And don't get me wrong. I'd love to go. But I was just like, it's so far away and to make a quick trip of it.
Absolutely. It's a little expensive.
But there was the possibility that they were going to play in Vegas.
Ooh, when that would have been nice.
When they were talking originally.
Yeah.
And I was like, that would actually be very possible.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Straight, you know, direct flight, easy, down and back, boom.
Yeah, and a cool place to go as well.
Absolutely.
But it didn't wind up working out. Mm. And so, you know, and plus.
Your living room and a 32-inch TV sounds pretty good.
I was just going to say, that is pretty much the same.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did you see a shirtless man with a mullet?
Kevin James.
I mean, I was there, but.
Don't have a mullet, Steve.
Man, I wish I. If we had a mullet wig and make Steve walk around with his shirt off, that would be so great.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
That actually would be great.
Would it?
Yeah, shirtless Steve with a mullet. Are you kidding me right now?
That's quite a combo.
Hello.
Jay, you've had some interesting hairstyles throughout the year.
Yeah, mullet. Yours? Wavy mullet. Afro, obviously. And one all over.
A what?
A one all over.
What does that mean? Oh, like a buzz cut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Almost. I mean, it's pretty much. You just shave your head in the garage cut. Is that it? I think that's it.
Okay. And what do you say you have now? It's not really like a buzz cut. It's more of
the style that I have now is two on the side and finger length on the top, whatever that style is.
Yeah, just
I don't know.
Normal standard haircut?
Yeah. They go, old guy? Yeah, here you go.
Well, I guess I get the old guy too. Then
you give me the old guy. That would be so great to go in and say that. Hey, how you doing? How about the old guy?
Is there a name for it though? It's not really a name.
I don't know.
It's just kind of.
Honey, is there a name for this haircut that I have?
I like old guy.
Old guy, that works. Yeah.
Oh, old guy.
Yeah. I like old guy. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good because you're married to one.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Hey, I like old guy. Yeah, I don't know that it has a name. I think standard guy cut. I don't know. What that is. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Okay, so was it weird or was it not weird, Steve, when the umbrella scenario we saw yesterday? Did you think that was unusual when you saw it?
Well, I didn't even really think anything of it or see it.
You didn't observe it. You saw it. You didn't observe it.
Yeah.
It didn't soak in.
Yeah, it didn't really process through my brain.
Uh-huh.
but apparently it processed through your brain.
Well, I was like, what? Well, first of all, so it's, what's the distance between that first parking spot and the covered stairs that you walk up here?
I'm bad at this, Jay, but maybe like, I think you said it yesterday. Like what, 45 feet?
Like maybe, let's say 50 and just round up.
All right,
and
sure.
Give them the benefit of the doubt. It is like drizzling. Some might say light rain at best. Certainly not harder than that.
Yeah. It was less than a mist.
Yeah. And so one of our...
More comparable, maybe.
One of our coworkers, he gets out of his vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And right away, I see an umbrella pop out the driver's door. And I thought, who drives that? Because I couldn't see into the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
But an umbrella popped out. And I thought, oh, all right. And then he stands up and I'm like, wait, what? You're going to put an umbrella up to walk 50 feet in a drizzle? I don't know any grown man that would do that. Except for Jonathan, who apparently didn't want to get his hair wet or something. I don't know what was happening there. And did you think that was odd then once I pointed it out to you?
Well, Jay, just because I want to agree with you on everything. But no, I don't know. I guess once you said it, I was like, oh, okay.
That's have you ever done it?
I have a very anti-umbrella policy.
Really? Do tell.
I just don't own one. I do. I do own one.
Yeah.
But I just rarely use it.
Actually, well, yeah. I think that's normal.
Actually, a friend of mine bought me a very nice umbrella.
Very nice.
That I sometimes use.
Very nice.
It's nice. It's very big, actually. I could probably fit it.
Very nice.
It's probably a golf umbrella.
What does that mean?
It just means that they're very large.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're like a little bit bigger, more room to stand under. It would definitely hold two people if you wanted to.
Okay, yes. That's what this one can do.
Again, if it's, you know, you're going to walk for a long distance, it's pouring rain. I get it. I understand the need for an umbrella.
Yeah.
If you're walking 50 feet in a mist, I don't understand why you even went into the problem. You know, they're kind of a pain.
It is a lot of work.
You got to get it up as soon as you get out of the vehicle, and then it's wet, and you got to shake it off before you go inside, and then where do you put it when you get into your... I don't know, man. It was just weird to me. I didn't know... I don't know many guys or even women at that point that would put an umbrella up, but he was dry when he got to work a whole 50 feet later.
Yeah, I mean,
congrats.
And then was he not, I did not see this, but he was putting the umbrella away in the rain. Am I wrong?
I think he was already under the overhang.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah. I think he was, which would even be better. He like gets halfway and goes, oh, never mind. And then just takes it down. At that point, just keep going.
Maybe he just didn't realize how.
Maybe he's made of sugar.
Also possible.
I don't think so. Hey, I was curious. We mentioned this on the air like, I better say maybe a couple weeks ago that we just did it in passing. That if anybody out there has a business, you know, runs a business and they want us to put up their calendar, we'll take it. I mean, last year we didn't have a calendar. Somebody sent us a beaches calendar, which was very much appreciated. That was awesome. And it wasn't even a business. It was just I think they just sent it because it's not from a business.
Jay, you're walking into your, you know, because all of a sudden now we're going to get like 50 calendars.
Well, I'll put them up. I don't like calendars. I'll put them up on the wall. We'll promote you. We don't care.
You're going to put up 50 calendars.
I would put up 50 calendars.
I'd like to see you try.
Three or four would fit on that wall. I could put one over there. We could put a couple in your studio.
I got one from 2023. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.